Triple M Rocks Saturday Arvo Footy. Triple M Rocks the Footy. For Harvey Norman Home Appliances.
Firepower. Well, the Newcastle Knights had a wonderful win yesterday over the more fancied Penrith Panthers. 20 points to 12 was the win for the Knights. A gutsy win. And we've got their coach joining us on the line right now from the Newcastle Knights. Triple M NRL welcomes in our old mate Nathan Brown. Brownie, hello, mate.
Maroon, how are you, pal?
Fantastic. Hey, listen, you look at that ladder and you're already on, you're on. I know you're a tough judge and you've got to be. You're an NRL coach, but 9 wins. If you get another one out of the next 2, that's 10 wins. You've uncovered one of the greatest young talents in the game. I mean, even you've got to be happy with that, Brownie.
Yeah, I think, well, one thing we've definitely improved a lot on last year, which is obviously one thing we needed to achieve, and obviously getting Piercy along was a real coup for us. And I think if Piercy had not missed sort of nearly half the year and Connor's missed a fair bit, we would have had a little bit of luck there. We probably could have picked up a few more wins, but we're certainly in a spot now where we can all be excited about the future of the club, where obviously for a couple of years there she was pretty lean.
Brownie, definitely plenty of reasons for excitement leading into the future, and one of the big parts is young Kalyn Ponga. You made the big call to move him into 5'8 yesterday. He's excelled in that position. Have you created a headache for yourself longer term, or what are you thinking?
Look, the thing is, you know, he sort of moved in because he hasn't trained for about 7 weeks now, so because of his ankle, and first his hamstring, then he hurt his ankle his first session back. And obviously, for the fullbacks cover so many kilometres, and he was obviously deconditioning a bit now, and he's obviously nowhere near where he'll get to as his peak fitness will get, because he's only a young sort of kid. So he moved in for that reason. But, yeah, at the end of the day, he is like another 5'8 on the field anyway. What's his best position? I suppose we could all debate about it, but the reality is it's Kalyn's career, and it's not for me to tell him to move him at this stage of his career. If he comes and says to me, I'd like to play 5'8, I'm more than happy to accommodate that. But it's sort of one of those things where we signed him to, you know, we sort of convinced him to come to the club because we had a fullback position, and it's probably not really up to me to move him, if that makes sense. It's sort of more a decision he needs to sort of want to do.
So fullback's his preferred position though, isn't it, Brownie?
I think at this stage, Hoops, he would say that, but, you know, when he come back after the Origin, when he played sort of, I suppose, lock or whatever he played in the Origin, he actually sat down and asked me and said, do you think I'll change position? I said, well, that's sort of more your call. And he certainly, I think he enjoyed playing there yesterday with Piercy. There, you know, at the end of the day, his attacking skills, he doesn't really have to change the way we use him as an attacking player. He probably has more energy to attack because he runs a lot less distance, you know. So, look, I've never, you know, we don't sit down and discuss his positional stuff every day of the week, but he's more than happy to play there in the short term while his body's not 100%. And where that leads to, mate, I suppose, as I said, you probably need to interview him instead of me.
Brownie, when you sat down at the beginning of the season and marked out your goals, and I know you guys break it down into small portions, but overall, what was the pass mark for 2018 season?
Oh, look, at the start, Kenny, obviously we were looking, I was sort of just looking from a point of view of to obviously improve on the year before starters was a big point. That was the first sort of thing, was getting some good improvement, and then working out what we needed to bring in to make us a really good squad for the following year. And that was where I was at the start of the year. And then obviously when we started playing, you know, Kalyn was probably a bit better than what everyone thought. And obviously Piercy had probably even a bigger influence than what we thought. And then, you know, coming into the Tigers game, I was starting to think, you know, we've got to be some sort of chance of making the 8, you know. And then when Piercy got hurt, obviously that sort of put a bit of a din in us, you know. So, yeah, so it's sort of the injuries that probably, you know, probably would change my thought process. But at the start of the year, I wasn't sort of sitting here thinking, oh, we got the squad to make the 8, because, you know, I wasn't quite aware of, we knew Kalyn was good and we obviously knew Piercy was good, but, you know, the impact they had on the squad was probably a fair bit more than what I suppose any of us imagined. So, yeah, but whether we give it a tick or a cross, I'm not too sure, mate. But we've certainly got some players where next year we're going to come in with players that, like Piercy and KP, that have had a year together, which is my first time since I've been here, where we're going to have the same halfback and same sort of fullback 5'8 combination. So we haven't had that yet. So what we have got is we've got a squad that we need to add to, but we've got players who I believe, you know, in Pearcey and Caelan in particular, who can take the club to where everyone wants to go, and that's sort of that top four.
Hey, Brownie, talking about a tick, you must be pretty happy with your defence yesterday, to a point where I think it frustrated the Panthers a little bit, where there was a bit of push and shove and maybe a couple of punches thrown.
Yeah, it was back in your day there, Gordy, yesterday, some of that stuff that was going on. But, yeah, look, we've had some moments this year where our defence, you know, we've won some games where we, you know, we kept Manly to 10, Parra to 4, and, you know, we've kept some, you know, we just got beat by the Roosters in a tight one. So we've had some real moments where, you know, things are really starting to show we're making some really, really good sort of movements forward with our defence. We're starting to get a smaller part of the foundation, but we just haven't done it well enough for long enough, and we've had little periods where I suppose we've had, you know, one or two tries go against us in quick succession, and, you know, where your Roosters and Storms and that, if they leak one, they certainly don't leak another one quick. They make the side really, really earn it. So we're still developing there, but yesterday was probably our best defensive effort from a point of view that the Penrith players are so big and powerful, and they're all, like, that squad's a really powerful, they're big, powerful men, and they all understand how to play footy really well. So I thought the fact we could contain them so well yesterday was, you know, it was probably as good as we've done as a defensive team since I've been at the club.
Brownie, what about, we're heading into the business end of the season. You just touched on the fact the Panthers have got that big, strong, powerful roster. But if you had to pick one team that you think is going to take out the title for this season, who is it?
Oh, look, I was sort of talking about this yesterday on the Fox there, Hoops with Lara. Like, if you say Brisbane Broncos, let's say Broncos run 8. Now, I look at the Broncos, people want to keep saying why they're not good enough because they don't have a spine, but I'm pretty confident McCulloch played for Queensland for 3 Origins, Milford's played Origin this year, and in my opinion, Darius Boyd's one of the most influential players in the past 10 years. So you put those blokes with all the outside backs they've got, and Pengai Jr. and Lodge and these powerful forwards, like, and they're going to run 8. So I reckon team 1 or 2 that plays team 7 or 8 going to have a game on their hands to beat them. So I just think, I'm not sure who will win. At the moment, obviously, the past sort of 3 or 4 weeks, the Roosters have appeared a little bit better. Before that, different, it's sort of been up and down. You know? So I'm not convinced there's any one team that's going to win it at the moment. I think the luck with injuries and just a couple of good performances over a period of 2 or 3 weeks will sort of determine that winner. Where last year, you know, we played Melbourne in Melbourne last year in about round 7 or 8, and they had, you know, the team they had that day, and I remember their bench got up to warm up, and they had Big Nelson and McLean coming off the bench. They walked up and down the sideline as their bench players because Jesse Bromwich was starting with Timmy Grosby, and, you know, and I looked at that side, obviously, they had Coop, and I just thought they just win the grand final by 40 if they're fit, and that's the way it sort of turned out. It was pretty easy to pick. This year's far different for me. I just think it's quite open, and, you know, there's teams there that if they just have a bit of luck with injury and put their best couple of performances together over a 2 or 3 week period, it wouldn't surprise me to see one of the lower-based teams, you know, get to the grand final.
Brownie, what about the coaching merry-go-round, mate?
Oh, he's a bit of a circus, that one, isn't it, at the moment?
Yeah.
I'm not too sure what's going on. I wouldn't have a clue what's going on because I'm not in any of those organisations, and I only sort of worry about my own spot where I'm at, to be honest with you. It's a very strange thing that's gone on in the past sort of month, that's for sure.
Yeah, but would it be distracting for the players, you think?
There's no way in the world you can't tell me it helps an organisation. For me personally, I can't see how, you know, if you look at the Roosters and Melbournes and those sides that are there that are nice and stable, I can't see how these instabilities help. I'm not saying that they're causing sides problems, but I don't see these distractions being a positive for anyone. But in saying that, I'm not at the clubs and that, so I don't know why the decisions are being made, and maybe they need to be made, or, you know, in Trent's case, I don't know what's been promised there and all that sort of stuff. So unless you're involved, you don't really know. But, you know, there's certainly these off-field distractions. I wouldn't say they make your performance better anyway, that's for sure.
Well, Brownie, we have to let you go, mate, because we're about to speak to one of Australia's premier film producers, your old mate, Jason Stevens. Have you got any advice for Jason?
Steve, he's up here this week, Steve. He come up here. Tell you what, guard your wallet because he likes his money, Steve. So maybe he can get it.
Good on you, Brownie. All the best for the last couple of games, mate.
Thanks, fellas.
There he is, Nathan Brown. Thanks, joining Brownie. Us. Coach of the Newcastle Knights. We wish him all the best, too.